as our Father, and we praise your name. We praise your name for who you are. We praise you, Lord. We honor you. We lift you up. Now we come, we present our congregation to you this morning. We present our people before the throne of grace. Lord God, I pray for those who are sick this morning. We come with the sick. We come with those who are heavy laden, those who are heavy hearted, those who are burdened down. We come this morning for mercy and for grace. We present the sick ones among us this morning. We pray for your healing touch. We pray that you will have your own way. We pray that they will find comfort in you. We pray this morning that all that they need, thy word said, all that we have needed, your hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto us. So this morning we come. We come with the sick, and we come with those who are burdened down. We come with those who are grieving. We come this morning and ask for your help, for your very present help in trouble. We present our country to you this morning. Lord God, thy word tells us that we should pray. We should pray for those who are in authority. And we pray this morning for them. We pray that the Holy Spirit will go from door to door, from heart to heart this morning, and that you will allow them to listen to your cry, to listen to your voice this morning as you speak. Lord God, because without you speaking, we are nothing, we are nobody. Lord God, so we ask that you will allow us to listen to your voice. You will allow leaders this morning, those in authority, to listen to you, because your ways are best ways. Lord God, so we pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to their hearts. We are asking this morning in our prayers for those whom you have placed around the pulpit this morning to present your word to every congregation around the world, and in our congregation in particular. I pray this morning that the Holy Spirit will surround all those whom you have called this morning to represent you, to lead your people. Lord God, I pray that the blessing of the Holy Spirit will surround them. For we know, Lord, that you have never lost a battle. And we know that the enemy is up and about like a roaring lion, seeking those whom he may devour. And we know that the enemy is up and against them, Lord. But I pray, I plead the blood of Jesus this morning, and I pray for them. I pray in Jesus' name in particular for our pastor, Alvin Newton. Lord God, thank you for him. Thank you for placing him in over your flock. Thank you this morning. Thank you for touching his body. Thank you for making him whole. Thank you, Lord, for we know that all things are possible with you, and we can trust and depend on you. We pray this morning for our Reverend Bardwell. Lord God, I pray for strength for him. I pray for grace. I pray, God, that you will, the Holy Spirit will never leave them, Lord, but they will be surrounded by you, because, Lord, we know that the enemy was not afraid when you fasted and prayed and he approached you. Lord God, we know he's not afraid, but greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we ask this morning for your guidance. We ask for your protection. We ask this morning that the Holy Spirit will never leave us. And we pray this morning that you will remember those who are taking care of sick people around the world, those on the front line, Lord God. We know that you're in charge of the world, and we have confidence. With confidence, we draw nigh, knowing that you are in charge. Lord, we give you the honor. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We lift you up most high, and we honor you this morning for your God. And what we fail or cannot ask today, because we do not have time and we do not have the tongue, Lord, we pray that you will, we know you understand, and we pray that you will grant us, Lord, according to your will, according to your purpose, we pray. And we deliver this service into your hand. We say, take your Holy Spirit, and we will forever praise and worship and lift you up and give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Clark, for the opening prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Glory to God. This morning we are going to sing hymn number 364. We are going to stand on the promises of God, on the prayer that just prayed. We are going to stand on God's promise, because his promise is that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Praise God. Hymn number 364. Glory to God. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. Standing, standing. I am standing on the promises of standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of drought and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. Standing, standing. I am standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ, the Lord. Bound to him eternally with love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. Oh yes, I'm standing. I am standing. Standing on the promises of Christ. My Savior, standing, standing. I am standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. I am standing, I am standing. Standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. Praise God. Praise God. Standing on the promises of God. We are standing. I hope today we can stand on God's promise, because His promise is true. It's not man that he should lie. He is God, and whatever he said, he will do. Praise God. Standing on the promises of God. We will have our scripture lesson taken from Psalms 148. Will be read by Sister June Finn. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The scripture lesson is taken from Psalms 148, and it reads, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heaven. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord." This is the word of God.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister June. Praise God. Glory to God. Now we'll have our welcome and announcement by Sister Samantha Fisher.
Praise God. Good morning, everyone. Here are the announcements for tomorrow, this morning. Welcome to our Sunday service. Please continue to pray for our Pastor Newton, who is on medical leave. And greetings to our Reverend Bartlewell. Greetings to all the leaders and members. If there are any first-time visitors, we welcome you. Please continue to pray for those who are sick and shut in, and also for those who have lost loved ones. Please remember our holiday dinner, which will be held on December 12th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. We are taking orders. To place your orders, please reach out to Sister Jessie Campbell or Sister Marlene Garden. Please see the WhatsApp group for their contact information. Additionally, you can complete your order by filling out the digital menu card. Please visit the church's website for more information. Happy birthday to all those celebrating in the month of October. Please remember the prayer meeting on this line every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday morning from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. And on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m., there's prayer and fasting. And at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, there's prayer meeting. Everyone is welcome to attend. Please visit the church's website at holinesschristianchurch.org to find all the methods to give your tithes and offering. The online donation method is available for those who wish to utilize this option. Please continue to bear the announcements in mind and have a blessed Sunday.
Praise God. Praise God. We'll move on. Praise God. We'll have our offertory prayer by Sister Marlene Garden. After I sing, "Standing on the Promises of God," the chorus. Standing, I am standing. Standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. Standing, oh, I am standing. I am standing on the promises of God. Sister Marlene.
Father God, we come before you. We just want to thank you for the offering of your people, oh God.
Lord Jesus, we know that there are several amongst us that doesn't have to give. And Lord, we lift them up to you and we pray, Lord God, that you'll provide for them. For those who are able to give, God, we just want you to bless it, and we pray that you may multiply it, oh God, so that your work here on earth can be done. Father God, we just want to give you thanks, and we pray that your people will always have. We pray that whoever basket is low, oh God, that you will fill it up. Lord, thank you for jobs. Thank you for people who look out for each other. And we pray, oh God, that your work will be done here on earth and that you will be magnified. We thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Garden. We'll move on. We'll have a selection by our deaconess, Lorna Brown. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. I pray that this song will be a blessing to your heart. Praise God. Why worry about tomorrow? Why worry if your steps are slow? If your life has been spent serving Jesus, then you don't have much farther to go. For the next hand you shake could be the hand of the Savior. The next step you take could be on streets of purest gold. And the next meal could be the marriage supper. And the next touch you feel will be blessing your soul. Be strong and keep on going. Don't be angry when things go wrong. Don't give up. It is almost over. For all signs are pointing toward home. For the next hand you shake could be the hand of the Savior. The next step you take could be on streets of purest gold. And the next meal could be the marriage supper. And the next touch you feel will be blessing your soul. For the next hand you shake could be the hand of the Savior. The next step you take could be on streets of purest gold. And the next meal could be the marriage supper. And the next touch you feel will be blessing your soul. And the next touch you feel will be blessing your soul. Praise God, praise God.
Praise God, praise God.
Don't give up. It's almost over. Praise God. You know, a lot of times having some situations in our life and we just feel like give up. We just feel like jump ship. But the song says, don't give up. It is almost over. Praise God. Praise God. Now it's over right now. For me, I'm going to turn the rest of the service over to Sister, to our evangelist, Sharon Brady, where she's going to announce the speaker for this morning. And after, we're going to close out with a benediction with our pastor, Alvin Newton. Praise God. Sister Sharon.
Good morning, brethren. I'm not Evangelist Brady. We're just having some technical difficulties on this side, so Brother Miller had to do some adjustments. So I do apologize for the delay in making this announcement. Sister Sharon, if you give me a minute. So it's time again for our annual Women's Ministry event, and you're specially invited to an elegant virtual affair this Saturday, October 24th, starting at 7 p.m., and it will end approximately 10 p.m. So this will be done on the conference line in the comfort of your own home. This is an event that you do not want to miss. So we'll be having lots of music, so put on your elegant outfit and your dancing shoe. We're also spicing it up a little. We're going to have special items and lots of giveaways. As I say, lots of giveaways. We'll also be having sections for personal pledges to the women's ministry. Our target is $4,000. So you're welcome to give your pledge. Your pledge is before the event or during the event. So if you want to start your pledge as of today, you can do that. So you can text, and I'll put the numbers on the group text and the website, 917-940-5019 or 917-319-2996. So you can text your name and the dollar amount that you plan to pledge. Please tell your family and friends wherever they are in the United States because it's no cost. It's on the conference line. We are anticipating a blessed, wonderful, and a successful evening in the Lord. And I will hear you on the line on Saturday. God bless.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brown. Bless the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I'm here to introduce our speaker. He's a man of God. This is his first time ministering in this fashion. When he was asked to speak, he didn't say yes right away. And praise be to God. He said, give me some time and let me speak God. And praise be to God. He's here to share what God has put in his heart. For it's not the man who speaks that really matters, but the one who speaks through the man. Please put your hands together and help me welcome our brother, Brother Tony Seaton. Praise God. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Sister Sharon. Thank you very much. Oh, let us give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endure it forever. Oh, let us give thanks unto the Lord, for he is great and greatly to be praised. I am here this morning to deliver the word. And I pray that God will pour his spirit within me to deliver it. I also pray that he will humble the heart and the body to be receptive to the word that I will speak this morning. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit. It's a new day. It's the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I come to you, Lord, as an empty vessel, that you will pour your spirit in me this morning, that whatever I speak is what you speak, Lord. I will just be an echo of what you are saying, Lord. Pour your Shekinah glory inside of me. Cover me, Lord, I ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I greet my pastor, our leaders, those that God have anointed and those that God have appointed, and each and every member underlined this morning, I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Now, as Sister Sharon said, when I was asked to bring the word, I have nothing within me, nothing whatsoever. But the following morning when I get up to pray, God has given me a topic. And I said, a topic. So where does the word going to come from? You just give me a topic here. And I said, I don't know about that, Father. Tuesday morning, I get up again and pray, and he gave me another one. And I said, God, you keep pouring in me. What are you expecting of me? I said, okay, I will search and I will find something to present. And as the weeks go by, he had fixed my heart on root. So I will present in the scripture, or I'm not a preacher, but I present the word from Ruth chapter 3. And I read. We all find Ruth chapter 3. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, my daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maiden thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man until he have done eating and drinking. And it shall be when he lieth down that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie. And thou shalt go in and cover his feet and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. And she went down unto the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly and uncovered his feet and lay her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thy handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thy handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast shown more kindness in the latter than in the beginning, as in as much as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not, I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doeth know that thou art a virtuous woman. I stop there. I am going to take you back to Ruth chapter 1, where it all began. So if you could turn your Bible to Ruth chapter 1. Now it came to pass, in the days when the judges ruled, that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons, and his name was Elimelech, and the name of his wife was Naomi, and the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah, and they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left at her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of one was Orpah, and the other Ruth, and they dwell there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died, also both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughter-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab, how that the Lord has visited his people in giving them bread. My topic this morning, I am next in line. Are you willing to wait behind to be next in line? So I am next in line. Are you willing to wait behind? Now Naomi and her two daughter-in-law. Her husband died. Her two sons dies. We're talking about three widows here. I am going home to where I am from. And I am saying, you need to go back to your home. I am going to my home. Go back to your mother. But they insist that they are coming. And Ruth, Naomi is saying, I have nothing to offer you. I am old. I cannot bear another child. What do you want from me? Because I am going back empty with nothing. So when I go back, I am going back to look it, to seek God's blessing, to seek a breakthrough, an opportunity, an overflow, even a miracle. I am going back to where I am from, and I need you to go back to your people. I can't take you with me. And she keeps saying it, and they wept, and they wept as she walked along and considered it and saying, you have to go back. I can't take you with me. I have nothing to offer you. If I should so find a husband in my old days and bear a child, a son, will you wait for him? And she answered and said, I don't think so. And as she keeps saying it, Orpah decided that, okay, I will go. I will go back. No route. Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. And Ruth said, I entreat. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. And the Lord do so to me, and more also, if art thou debt, part thee and me. Now, after those words that Ruth has spoken, it leaves Naomi nothing but to say she is willing to stay behind. I can't turn away this lady. Her mind is made up. She fall in line with what I am talking about, because it's me first, because I am going back with nothing. And are you willing to fall in line? Well, Ruth make it clear for Naomi that wherever thou goest, I will go. Wherever you sleep, there will I sleep. Your God is my God. How can you turn away a person like this? And that is to affirm that, yes, she is willing to fall in line. She's willing to wait behind. Because everything that she has said, it's after. Wherever you go, I go. That means Naomi is before her. I lead the way, and I will follow you. Where you die, I will die. Where you bury, I will be buried beside you. So I am willing to fall in line. I know you are next in line, but I will wait behind for my blessing. They return for a blessing, a breakthrough, an opportunity, an overflow, and even a miracle. And Naomi went home, expecting something from God. And as she go, let's go to Ruth chapter 2. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter. No daughter-in-law no more. She becomes a daughter. She is receptive to her. Is like, yes, I like this girl. She know her place. She know her position, that she is behind me. And she falls in line. That's good. I can work with it. Okay? Now, let's go a little further back to chapter 3. Where God's blessing is, sometimes we don't even know. But when you know where your blessing is. You're just not going to turn back from it. You're going to head forward into your blessing. And Ruth recognized that I have nothing. Naomi have nothing. My mother-in-law have nothing. We are all three widows. And I am going to follow her back to where she come from. But I make up my mind that I will fall in line and wait behind. Glory be to God. Let us give God some praises here. Now we start back in chapter 3 here. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, my daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now, is not Boaz our kindred? A kindred, a family member, somebody close to the family. But again, is not family to Ruth, but to Naomi. With whose maiden was thou? Thou was gold he winnoweth, barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself. You talk about a little humility here. A grown woman. The first thing you're going to tell her is to wash herself. But Ruth never take it offended because it's a godly humility. Ruth was receptive to what her mother-in-law was saying. She is preparing her for success, not to fail. So Naomi is setting her up. But think about a mother and woman today. A mother-in-law is advising her, wash yourself. Can you imagine how that would turn out? Bright and fierce and hot harder. But not Ruth. Ruth knew what she wants. And Ruth was silent and obedient to the word of her mother-in-law. Then, therefore, and anoint thee, meaning prepare thyself, empower thyself. That's what he's saying. When she said anoint, empower thyself, protect thyself. Once you anoint yourself, you are protected. You are empowering yourself. So her advice was to wash thyself. Therefore, an anoint thee, empower yourself, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man, until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie. And thou shalt go in and cover his feet and lay thee down. And he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. Now within my sight, I picture Ruth as a petite woman, light-skinned, beautiful to look at. And you're going to advise her first, wash yourself, anoint yourself, put on your raiment. I mean, dress up nice. But the next thing is to lie at his feet. Why his feet? Not beside him. Where toes are pointing in the same direction. Whether breathing in his neck or in his face. But no, Naomi knows how to get the attention of a wealthy man. And Ruth was willing obey. Ruth, because God is a God of order, a God of timings, a God of obedience, a God of humbleness. God loves these things. When you follow harder, timings. His timings. And Naomi is giving her the timings. Wait. Do not show yourself. Do not show yourself until he had done eating and drinking. Not because you're pretty up and you dressed up nice, you're going to flaunt yourself like modern day women. Once a woman dressed up, she's out there. Not Ruth. Ruth was a woman of obedience. Naomi knows that I am next in line, but as long as you're willing to wait behind, I am going to bring you up as fast and as close to me. Because there is always, when you wait behind, you become next in line. Naomi was old, and she have this daughter-in-law with her, which she becomes more like a daughter. And she's looking out for her interest. And Ruth, obedience is going to let she get to that purpose and that promise that God have waiting for her. So she go through a little godly humility. Telling to wash, anoint, and then to lay at his feet. Now, I had another picture in my mind of Boaz. Wealthy man. Man with money. As somebody big, fat, probably with a tummy. As they say in the days, big belly man, them a money man. Now, I see Boaz as something like that. But Ruth never cares. I am going by the instruction, the obedience that God put in my spirit, that I should obey Naomi and do as she was told. And she agreed. And said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. And she did accordingly. Now let's pause for a minute here and go back. Go to Kings, 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. Elijah and Elisha. How many times Elijah have chased away Elisha? How many times? And I read from verse 2. 2 Kings verse 2. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven in a whirlwind, that Elijah went to Elisha from Gilgal. And Elisha said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. He said, I am next in line for a blessing. And wherever you go, there will I go. There is nothing you can say for me to leave. I know where my blessing lies. And my blessing is right behind you, is with you. And whatever you say to me, I am not leaving. And the sons of the prophet that were at Bethel came forth to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head to thee? And he said, yea, I know it. All your peace. I mean, get out of here, man. Get out of here. Don't discourage me. And he keep repeat the different places that he's going. He's going to Jericho. He's going to Jordan. And the different places he's going. And Elijah just couldn't shake off Elijah. His mind is already made up that I am next in line for a blessing, for a breakthrough, for a miracle. Whatever you have, I want it. My blessing is in you and with you. So I am not leaving you. Whatever you say to me, I am not leaving. And it came to pass when they gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee, but if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elijah saw it, and he cried, My father, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes, and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah, and fell from him, and went back, and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle, and the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the water, and said, Where is the God, the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the water, they parted hither and thither, and Elijah went over. Now, when you know where your blessing lies, then nobody can say anything at all to offend you. Humility becomes a blessing. And you know what you know. I read on. I go back to Ruth chapter 3. Just an illustration. It's like Peter was nothing without Michael. I'm talking about the Jackson 5. Peter was nothing. As much as Peter can sing, Peter was nothing without Michael. There are some people you are nothing without them. Elisha was nothing without Elijah. Ruth was nothing without Naomi. So they decide that I will fall in line. I will wait behind for this blessing. Glory be to God. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. I pray thee. Speak, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And when I'm in chapter 6, verse 6, and she went down onto the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz has eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, and he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn, and she came softly and uncovered his feet and lay her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid, Boaz, afraid. And he becomes afraid, and turned himself, and behold, a woman lieth at his feet. And he said, Who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thy handmaid. Oh, softly she had spoken, I am Ruth, thy handmaid. Those words alone would just let a big man quiver. And he said, Who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thy handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thy handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. Glory be to God. As I said, Ruth, no. And God, people of God, God have a spot for strangers, for the fatherless, for the poor, and for the widows. God will make a way for people like these. Those who follow orders, work with his timings, obedient, humbleness, humility, meekness, love, grace, peace, all of these adds up to prosperity. You will prosper if you humble yourself, if you are obedient to God's word and to somebody that is in the lead and decide that you are following them. It's like somebody that is set over you, your boss. Don't care who he is set over you. Respect him or her. Give them their respect. God is the one who are promoted. Even though there are people who take it by force. It wasn't given to them. They take it by force. But God allowed it to happen. So whoever is set over you, even when you don't like them, show them respect. honor them. Do what you are told to do, and you will see God's blessing. The stranger, the fatherless, the poor, the widow, God make a way for them. And we have seen it in this story with Ruth as a widow. Naomi, a widow. But Naomi is next in line, and she's making a way for Ruth, her daughter. She humbled herself, lay at his feet. How many mother and woman today is going to be introduced to a man? And somebody say, when you go there, lay at his feet. That's where your blessing is. That's where your breakthrough starts. That's where. And they look at him and look at themselves to say, no, I don't think so. I am not doing that. But when you know what you know and what God has in your spirit, the spirit of obedience, humbleness, godly humility, then you will never resist what you have been told to do. And Ruth was very humbled, receptive of what her mother-in-law told her to do. She knows. She is her elder. Been there, done that. Know how to get to a man's heart. Know, Boaz, that if you get to Boaz, then it is done. I remember as a young man, I hear people say, I need a Boaz blessing. It sounded like he was cursing until I started reading the Bible and realized it was a wealthy man's blessing they want. I need a Boaz blessing. No. It would do me so good. And Ruth realized that his blessing would make good position her somewhere good, that she could be even next in line instead of waiting behind, because her mother-in-law is pushing her. But she was willing to follow the order, to say, I am going back. I have nothing. I am next in line. Are you willing to wait behind? And she affirmed her that, yes, I am. Where you go, I go. Where you sleep, I sleep. Whatever you eat, I eat. Your people are my people. Your God, my God. Where you die, I die. And where thou bury, there will I bury too. Glory and honors belongs to God. Speak, my Lord. Speak, Lord. You have given me this word to speak. I am just an echo for you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And he said, blessed be thou. I'm at verse 10. And he said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter. For thou hast shown more kindness in the latter end. I read that over again. And he said, blessed be thou, the Lord, my daughter. For thou hast shown more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. Now, a beautiful lady, Ruth, a widow, humble herself to a older man, is following harder. Obedience, and I am stressing on it to see where your blessing lies. If we would just know, follow God, obedience, wait upon his blessing, his breakthrough, his overflow, the opportunity that arises is not what you want, is what God wants for you. And as a widow, God is making a way for her. And her mother-in-law, who was next in line, was willing to pull her closer and let her elevate even before her. But you have to come in agreement with me that you will wait behind and fall in line. And she agreed. And she will take her where she needs to be. She will even put her before her to receive a blessing that God have waiting for her. Glory. Glory be to God. Reke. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requires. For all the city of my people doeth know that thou art a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman. A virtuous woman is one who leaves her home with integrity, discipline, and more. All the virtue that she practices is making the life of her husband better, teaching her children and serving God. A virtuous woman is hard to find. That's what we hear. But I don't think so in Holiness Christian Church. You look around, you will see a lot of virtuous women in Holiness Christian Church. As Dr. DeWayne would say, not this church, the church down the road. You virtuous women would be hard to find. But not this church. And many of them is in this church, in my house, in my father's house. Women of God, our obedience. People of this world are not obedient. And as I speak on the behalf of the ladies this morning, I just want to speak about my mother a bit. My mother who have passed on. My father a preacher man. My mother a strong lady. You talk about a woman of Zion. Built like the rock of ages. A lioness. A prophet. A seer. A dreamer. Woman with a stretched out arm. Where you can't get away. When she wants you, she catch you. A black belt. A contractor. A little God. But she know her position. As strong as she is, she always fall in line to the man of God. To the man of God. She know that she need to wait behind for his blessing. As powerful as she is, she never preach nor teach, but she would stand up sometime and give a testimony and give God his glory. But she has passed on. I am not the oldest, but I position myself behind her to say, I am falling in line because I will be next in line. And I am next in line behind my father for his blessing. Glory. Oh, glory be to God. I am standing in line, and I am waiting. I am waiting for his blessing. I am waiting for his blessing. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. A virtuous woman is hard to find. I have to give my mother that little piece. I have to give it to her. She has passed on, and may her soul rest in peace. But you talk about a strong woman, a mighty woman. A woman who never backed down. And she's a little God. She's a little God. And Sundays when she cook, everybody can get something to eat. I said she feed the multitude. You know, a chicken carried two wings. And everybody come, they could get a wing with something, some rice. And if someone come after, they get one of them little legs again. And somebody come, a next leg appear. And a next wing appear. And I would say, Ma, wait. And she say, shut up, boy. Like, I can't give away the secret. Just shut up. And let me do my thing. But she was everything to my father and to her family. You talk about a virtuous woman? My mother was. And Ruth, a virtuous woman, one who leads her family with integrity, discipline, and more. All the virtues she practicing is aimed at making the life of her husband better, teaching her children and serving God. A woman of valor, a woman of faith, a woman who's strong in the Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to deliver this word this morning. Is what God has put in my spirit. And I thank you for this opportunity that I was here to deliver this message. I am next in line. Are you willing to wait behind Are you willing to fall in line? I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I hand this over to my sister again. Thank you for the opportunity. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for my mother, the one who taught me how to pray. Oh, I thank God for my mother, the one who have shown me the way. I bless the woman today, Lord. May the blessing of the Holy Spirit covers them today, Lord. They say it's Woman Sunday, and I say thanks. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I hand it over. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, my brother. I am not going to add anything or try to add anything to what you have said. It has been well said, and I trust that those of us who have listened have received that which you have delivered. I am waiting in line. I am next in line, and I'm willing to wait behind. I would encourage everyone this evening, this afternoon, who have listened, that they would examine themselves as I am doing, and to see where I am. Not to run ahead of anyone, but to wait in line for my blessing. Sometimes we wait and we don't see it happening, but still wait. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. I also would want to encourage those of you who are able to go to our website. I'm sure that this message will be posted so you can hear it again and again and again. It's such a blessing to hear from you, my brother, and may God continue to use you as you wait in line for your blessings. You have been blessed, but God doesn't stop giving blessings. God giveth, and he giveth, and he giveth again. So as you have received from him, you have delivered, and I'm sure that many are blessed by your word, the word that you brought today, and for what you will do in the future. God bless you. May you continue to wait on him. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. For those who have listened today, and you have not yet find yourself at the place where you can say, I'm waiting in line. I am willing to wait. I'm next in line for my blessing. You don't have that assurance, then today can be the day when you say, Lord, I am willing to follow. Anywhere you leave, wherever you go, wherever you send me, whatever you say, I'm next in line and I'm going to wait. And I'm so blessed by what he mentioned about Elijah and Elisha. So many times, Elijah persuaded Elisha to stop from following him. But Elisha knew what was ahead, and he continued to follow. The sons of the prophets persuaded him that Elijah will be taken away and he shouldn't go with him. But he knew that what he wanted was what Elijah had. Had it not been that he followed, he would have missed out on what was his. So I ask today that as you listen to this word, that you would examine yourselves and to see whether you are offline or you are in line. Sometimes you might feel that you are in line, but you are offline. So get yourself in line. Your blessing is next. And when he said that, you know, although sometimes we find ourselves behind and we would want to get out the line because we think that we are missing out, but the line is moving. And if you get out the line, it means you are going to miss your blessing. But stay in line And when the person ahead of you get his blessing, then you are next in line. So God bless you again, my brother. God bless you, everyone who listened today. As I pray now, I ask that you would meditate, think on what you have heard, because this is such a blessed day. You know, this is such a blessed and wonderful day. So think of what you have heard, and if you have not yet committed yourself to the Lord, you don't know how to wait in line. This is a day when you can do so. Our Father in heaven, we pass to say thanks. Thanks for your words. Thanks for your servant. Thank you, Lord, that you have placed in him this word today, not just for the women, this Women's Missionary Sunday, but also for us as men. Lord, I thank you. I bless your name. I praise you for him. I praise you for the example that he is among us. And I pray that you will strengthen his ministry, Lord, as he continues to wait at your feet. Lord, as he continues to humble himself, not to run ahead of anyone, as you have said, but to wait at your feet, not at your side, but at your feet. For the time will come when he will be promoted to higher heights, as you said in your words to John, come up higher. Lord, it's because he has waited on you. Thank you for today. I pray for those, Lord, who have heard your voice today and are listening and have committed themselves to you. I pray that you will strengthen them, that as they wait in line, Lord, though it seems difficult, though it seems far out, yet they are waiting in line, nor their blessing will come. Thank you for today. We ask your blessing upon each and every one. Lord, we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Before I pronounce the benediction, I just again want to say thanks to our brother Tony for bringing in such a powerful word. And I also want to say thanks to our new secretary, the new secretary of our church, Sister Samantha Fisher, who has done a wonderful job. I thank you, my sister, and may God continue to bless you as you wait in line, as God continue to use you for his glory. There is none holy as the Lord. And as we continue to trust him, to believe in him, God is able to do exceeding abundant above that which we are able to ask, I think. So thank you, and may God bless you. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In Jesus' name, God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the Sunday as we continue to wait in line for our blessings. God bless you all.